A small and intimate affair at Cape Town City Hall to celebrate a man considered a giant in South Africa's history. The city of Cape Town holds an interfaith memorial.
We cannot be human without one another.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who despite being at the forefront of the Anglican Church, was known for embracing all South Africans. And so people of different faiths and backgrounds gather, albeit under COVID-19 restrictions, limiting the number of people in attendance.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily from Allah do we come, and back to Him shall be our final return. We pray that the legacy of great leaders such as Archbishop Desmond Tutu always be kept alive.
For those here, including the Archbishop's family, this is a tribute to a legacy that for many is immeasurable.
I have spoken of his abiding faith and hope, but what of his love, which was the greatest of these, and the loudest of his life's messages?
Outside, the City Hall is lit up in purple, a colour synonymous with the man simply known as the Arch.
Tutu's funeral will be held on New Year's Day, and according to his wishes, with as little pomp and ceremony as possible. Ahead of that, his body will lie in state for 2 days for people to pay their respects. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.